Business banking and bookkeeping basics for HVAC. Why a separate business bank account and clean books matter for an HVAC shop. How to track income and expenses. The basics of sales tax and quarterly estimated taxes. And what to hand a bookkeeper or CPA. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. This is the money handling side of the business. The bank account everything runs through. The records of what came in and went out. And the taxes you owe along the way. None of it fixes equipment, which is exactly why techs ignore it until it bites them. But clean money handling is what separates a business that knows whether it's making money from one that just feels busy. Set it up simply at the start and it runs in the background. Ignore it and tax season becomes a panic and your profit turns out to be imaginary. Why it matters. Three things ride on this. First, your liability protection. If you formed an LLC, but run jobs through your personal checking, a court can decide the LLC isn't a real separate entity and reach your personal assets anyway. You paid for protection and threw it away. Second, your taxes. The IRS expects self-employed people to pay as they go and to report accurately, and you can't do either from a shoebox of receipts. Third, your decisions. You literally cannot tell if your pricing works, which jobs are profitable, or whether you can afford to hire unless the numbers are clean. Clean books aren't bureaucracy. They're the dashboard for the whole business. How to do it step by step. Open a dedicated business bank account. Bring your EIN and your entity paperwork. From day one, every dollar the business earns goes into this account and every business expense comes out of it. No exceptions. This one habit does more for your bookkeeping and your legal protection than anything else. Add a business debit or credit card so card expenses are automatically separated too. Never mix personal and business money. When you need to pay yourself, transfer money from the business account to your personal account. That's an owner's draw, and it's clean. Buying groceries on the business card or running a side cash job through your wallet undoes everything. Keep the line hard. Track income and expenses from job one. Use simple accounting software or field service software that records each invoice and each expense. Categorize as you go. Fuel, parts, tools, insurance, advertising. So you're not reconstructing a year of activity in April. Even a disciplined spreadsheet beats nothing, but real software pays for itself the first tax season. Understand sales tax for your state. This one trips up new owners. In many states, you must collect and remit sales tax on parts and materials, and sometimes on labor depending on the state and whether it's a repair vs. a capital improvement. The rules genuinely vary by state. You may need a sales tax permit, and you'll file and remit on a schedule monthly, quarterly, or annually. Get this wrong and you owe tax you never collected. Check your state's rules early, or ask your CPA. Set aside money for income and self-employment taxes. As a self-employed owner, no one withholds taxes for you, and on top of income tax you pay self-employment tax, Social Security and Medicare, the part an employer normally covers. The IRS expects quarterly estimated payments. A common discipline is to move a percentage of every payment you receive. Many owners park somewhere around 25-30% into a separate tax savings account so the bill is already funded when it's due. Decide what you do vs. what a pro does. Day to day, you can handle the bank account, categorizing expenses, and sending invoices yourself. Hand the harder pieces to professionals. A bookkeeper to keep the records reconciled and clean, and a CPA for tax filing, the sales tax setup, and the S-Corp decision down the road. Good books make their work cheaper because they're not entangling a mess. Reconcile monthly. Once a month, match your records against the bank statement so nothing's missing or double-counted. A monthly habit keeps small errors small. What it costs. Business checking is often free or low-cost at many banks and credit unions, sometimes with a minimum balance. Accounting software runs roughly $20-$70 a month for a small business. Some field service apps bundle invoicing and basic accounting. A bookkeeper might cost a few hundred dollars a month depending on volume, and a CPA for annual tax prep commonly runs several hundred to a couple thousand dollars for a small shop, more if they're handling payroll and sales tax filings too. It's money well spent. A good CPA usually saves more in taxes and avoided penalties than they charge. What to hand a bookkeeper or CPA? To make their job fast and their bill smaller, hand over clean bank and card statements from the dedicated business account. All income records, invoices sent and payments received. Categorized expense records with receipts for the bigger items. Mileage logs for the work vehicle. Payroll records if you have employees. Equipment purchases, the van. Big tools for depreciation. Sales tax collected and any permits. Your prior return and EIN the first time. The cleaner this packet, the less you pay them to assemble it, and the more they can actually advise instead of just untangling. Common mistakes. One account for everything. Mixing personal and business money weakens your LLC and turns bookkeeping into archaeology. Separate accounts, always. Not saving for taxes, pending the whole payment, and getting a four-figure tax bill with nothing set aside is how owners end up on IRS payment plans. Set the percentage aside as money comes in. Ignoring sales tax. Failing to collect or remit it means paying out of pocket later, plus penalties. Learn your state's rules at the start. Doing your own taxes to save a few hundred dollars. A trade-savvy CPA usually finds deductions and avoids penalties worth far more than the fee. Letting it pile up. A year of unrecorded transactions is a nightmare. Categorize as you go and reconcile monthly. Tips and gotchas. Pay yourself on purpose with owner's draws, and write it down. Random withdrawals with no record blur the line you're trying to keep. A clean transfer labeled as a draw keeps the books and the legal protection intact. Keep a separate tax savings account and treat it as untouchable. Out of sight, out of spending temptation. When the quarterly payment is due, the money's already there and you don't flinch. Log your mileage from day one. The business mileage deduction is one of the biggest a service shop gets, but only if you have the records. An app that tracks it automatically pays for itself. Reconcile before it's a problem. 10 minutes a month matching the statement catches a missed expense or a double charge while it's still easy to fix. Bottom line, open a dedicated business bank account. Run every business dollar through it, and never mix it with personal money. That single habit protects your LLC and makes your books clean. Track income and expenses from job. 1. Learn your state's sales tax rules, and set aside roughly a quarter to a third of every payment for income and self-employment taxes so the quarterly bill is already funded. Do the daily stuff yourself. Hand the hard stuff to a bookkeeper and a CPA, and reconcile monthly. Clean books are the dashboard that tells you whether the business is actually making money. Without them, you're flying blind.